Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Hey, welcome everyone to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 46 countries, such as the US, India, Canada, France, Australia, Panama, and Ireland. So thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we're using these to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Fridays at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays, sometimes you'll do a special pop-up episode for events, book launches, product launches. So if you're listening and you fall into one of those categories, contact us at Sean, S-E-A-N, Sean at the Success Corps, C-O-R-P-S, Sean at thesuccesscorps.com. Love to hear from you. Love to try to get you on the show. Now, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, and the Google Play Music app. Never miss an episode. You can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community on Facebook. Because on the show, I have impactful and amazing guests that are impacting everyone around them. And my guest today does exactly that. So if you have any questions during our live broadcast, you can call in 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. And please help me welcome to the show, Paula Brown. What's going on?
Hi, Sean. It's so nice to be on your show and talk about some life transformations.
Oh, man. And I hear that you are one of the subject matter experts in Life Transformation Radio.
Yes, I am. I'm living proof that you can pretty much live your purpose, find your purpose, and show your purpose. So I'm all into purpose showing and living from that and doing business from that. So yes, yes, and yes.
I love it. Love that. So I'm super pumped. We met at New Media Summit, which is a podcasting conference held by Steve Ulscher last year in San Diego. And like, I am super excited to have you on the show because, I mean, the things that I learned from you in the short amount of time that we talked and you sharing your story, I was like, oh my, yes, yes. And yes, again, please come on the show. So this is going to be a very amazing, amazing conversation. So if you're ready, I am ready to go.
Yes, I am. Let's talk.
Let's do this. So the name of the episode is Sketch Questing with Paula Brown. Paula is a artist, a graphic facilitator, and purpose coach who draws out, literally and figuratively, the what heart story for authentic leaders, empowering them to put the true north heartbeat back into their lives and business. Her heart questing was born when her heart stopped beating. The many unique life stories and after-death experience has lit her purpose quest skills, life path, abilities to see and sort the extraordinary from the ordinary. Natural gifts of art, talent, and life experiences have led her to quest and use both visible sketching and drawing and what you could call the invisible intuitive from the heart explorations to find the true north focus of communications and purpose for leaders to express their wow stories. Leaders hire Paula to intuitively uncover their unique essence, using both pictures and purpose discovery. Emerging from brand creative director for international clients, Paula has always married both intuition and strategic process for influencers to discover and communicate their what. And purpose coaching takes clients into focused clarity and out of the frustration of knowing their vision and not being able to communicate it. Now, you can contact her. All her social media links are there. You can also go to her websites at www.chelightful.com or picturestorming.com. And in the show notes are all of the social media links. So, Paula, I got to ask you, why sketch questing? You know, you talked about, you know, your heart stopped beating. So tell us what your why is.
Oh, that's a really, really powerful question for me. My why really came out of my heart stopped. I was in an emergency surgery situation and I heard the word code blue and I shot out of my body, went down that long tunnel towards a light, had my father step out in front of me saying, "You can't stay. You have to go back. You have to find purpose. Wow. And wham, I was back in my body. And I grabbed the doctor from the operating table and said, "Why the heck did you bring me back?" Only in a little bit more terse terms. I was put under and I'm a walking, talking purpose finder. I'm one of the 1% that survived the situation that I was in. So I do have a big purpose, and my purpose is to put fire into other people's hearts to ignite their purpose so they can ignite others and we can build businesses, lives, and conversations and communications with truth, authenticity, and really speak from our foundational why we are here. So that's why I'm here, is to put purpose into pictures. I both draw it out, find people's purpose by coaching. I'm a purpose coach, and I help them not only tell it, not only find it, but picture it. So when you picture something, you really get it. So I think I'm a triple threat. What do you think?
Right. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. I just, like, that's amazing. Like, you literally remember the out-of-body and near-death experience.
Oh,
that
yes.
is amazing.
Yeah, it's very clear. And it's as clear as it was then as it is now. And it took me 10 years to really talk about it. And in those 10-plus years, I studied all sorts of things about how things work. What are the invisibles that we're all connected to? And also the visibles. So it's the merging of the heart and of the head. The heart is where our purpose lies. And for me, the true masterpiece of any of your stories is actually the heart, the essence of what makes that tick. And so I spent a lot of years exploring and also being in tune to the invisibles. I'm what they call an empath, and my near-death experience honed those capabilities. So I'm pretty capable of seeing right into things, finding the focus and bringing out the clarity in a quick way. And my art, my fine art talents, my storyboarding talents is a part of that.
Wow. I am like completely blown away right now. Like that is super amazing. So what was that transformational moment that changed your life?
The transformational moment was actually sharing my story. That changed my life. And the cost of not sharing my story, of hiding my story, was rather large. I spent years continuing my branding expertise for large ad agencies. I just felt somehow hollow the whole time I was doing that. And I really got supercharged when people would talk about discovering the essence of a product or a process or a thing, working for huge, huge clients from Honeywell Bull to very local clients like the Boston Globe and many newspapers, and nailing the essence of people. And I became very famous for new business pitch, because that's all about the emotional essence. So my transformational point really came when I came, what you would call, out of the closet with my experience of dying. And that came with my experience of becoming a Hawaiian shaman, a purpose coach, a soul purpose coach with Tim Kelly, and also a feng shui master. So I deal with the invisibles, because we're connected to everything around us. You put your word out, you put your body out, your voice, everything, your actions, your thoughts, they're all connected and they all affect everything. And so it's a combination of those invisibles and the visibles that really make a success. And when you don't tell your story and you don't show it, the costs are high, really high. You sit in frustration and just sit there. You're stuck.
What do you mean they're all connected? What do you mean?
Okay, so if you have a thought and you put that thought out, somebody's going to pick it up intuitively. It's like if you walk into a space, your office or another person's home, or you know, into a conversation, there's a certain feeling that you get from it. Have you ever walked into a space where it's felt really, really uncomfortable?
Yeah, like the energy in the room just feels weird.
Yes. Well, that means get out.
Go to a
more embracing location, because the energies are stagnant or they follow flow. And you want to plug in to the places that are accepting to feeling good, doing your best. And so that's what I call the invisibles. And that's how I call you're connected to the invisibles, because your heart or your soul or whatever you would like to call it, or your gut, automatically knows that. Then you put that information up into your brain, and your ego or the things that want to protect you automatically say, no, 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 no. You either go there or you don't. And it all depends on the patterns that you put forth in your life and the situations that you put forth in your life that create those ego patterns. So to have the ego and the heart talk together, that's a huge connection. But you're always feeling it all around you in the tone of somebody's conversation, in the it's sort of like read between the lines. That's what we're all connected to.
Yeah. No, you know what, though? I totally agree with that, because I've been in conversations and people say things and then it just draws the energy, or like somebody joins a conversation and it's just a different dynamic, you know, and you feel drained, or you have a conversation with somebody and you feel drained, or you feel happier, you know, whatever. But I've definitely been in situations where you could just feel, and that's a little mindfulness. Right? A little mindfulness.
Yes.
Is that you're situationally aware, you know, and emotionally intelligent enough to know, you know, the dynamic that's caused between people and inside of a room. But you can just feel the air get heavy. And I've noticed that the more I've dove into what energy is and mindfulness practices. And so, yeah, I was just wondering, like, I don't understand, like, what do you mean it's connected? So, yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and we're all connected to, and we magnetize our connections, too. So if you're having a bad day, that can become a snowball. So I'm always telling my clients and people that I meet, look at the good. Look at the muchness of the situation rather than the lessness of the situation. It's sort of like when you meet these people who totally drain you and you feel sleepy, walk away. I call them energy vampires, and they can sniff.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. They can sniff enthusiasm out because they're totally drained of it. So they need it. They're like a void for it. And, you know, it's like stuck people like to be with stuck people, and flowing people like to be with flowing people. So how do you get unstuck? And what you do with people is great, because you get people unstuck by uplifting them, by really encouraging their confidence, encouraging their talents, encouraging the yes in them, the what in them. And we're all unique, and we all are here for our purposes, to express that purpose. And the more you know about it, the more you can lead from it, and the more you can help others lead from it too. So I commend you on your lifting people's confidence and enthusiasm, because we all want to flow in that direction, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So we take the why, which you have an amazing why. We take that transformational moment and we use it to elevate lives and transform people that we come in contact with. So taking your why, and tell us your transformational moment and how you're using these two to elevate lives all around you.
My transformational moment is finding out that I'm blessed with the gift of fire in the heart. So okay. how I use my passion for fine arts and art and expressing myself, I help people express and tell their story and find their true story. My ability to intuitively just hit the bullseye when I'm with somebody or speaking with somebody or asking questions or hearing what they say, I cut the fat from the process and go right to the bullseye. That's my transformation. And I know it.
Perfect.
And I've accepted it. And so by doing this, by reflecting my purpose and my talents and my gifts to people, I do literally draw out physically, you know, your purpose on a piece of paper, in a piece of art, in a summary, so you can share your purpose with others. And once you share that purpose, you're sharing your unique you. And so it carries that fire. It carries that enthusiasm that is you. And by you putting that to your audience, your team, your C-suite, your friends and community, you spark something in them that they want to. And so it's their desire to find what's true in them. Finally find out where their true north is, what their heartbeat is. That's what makes everything flow much better. And also it gets your big ideas going. It shares with your team, so your team knows what your big ideas are. I mean, without showing it and without sharing your purpose and being able to communicate that purpose clearly, then you're going to have teams that just show up and they don't have any enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
I love that. That is, wow. Thank you for sharing that. And so I got to ask two questions, okay? So it's a two-part question. What was the best part about your transformation, and what has been the worst part?
The best part is really being able to stand my ground and knowing that I am here to work with authentic, purpose-driven people. The worst part is my empathy for everybody in every walk of life and, you know, attempting to bring purpose to situations that aren't ready for it yet. Because it's like me crumpling up a piece of paper when I know it's incorrect, putting it in the garbage can, and then 10 minutes later, picking up that piece of paper and trying to fix it. And it's really hard for us who love to lift others up to really find our audience and to stick to our audience and just say just that big, wonderful, positive word, no. I can't help you.
Yeah. How like you said it's a positive word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst part, is knowing I can help and also knowing that people aren't quite ready for that yet. Mm-hmm. And knowing when to say no, that's the worst part.
Awesome. Yeah, that's definitely. And I think entrepreneurs, that's pretty tough for them too, because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're supposed to be like a servant leader. And as a coach, you're supposed to be serving your clients and audience. And you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes you just got to say no, because like I live my life by one simple principle. I say yes and I figure it out. If somebody asks me, how do I do something? I let's figure it out. You know, if somebody says,
right,
do you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, let's figure it out. Because I always want to be like, I don't want to be a yes man to where like I just take orders from people like, yes, I'll do, you know what I mean? And I don't want to overserve, but I just want to give myself the opportunity to figure it out. And if I figure out that this isn't for me, then I'm fully capable of saying no. But I'm always going to give myself the opportunity to figure it out. Because most people just say, nah, I don't think so. Like, you didn't even think it over. Like, you didn't even, like, you know, if I'm going to sit through a sales pitch, I'm going to be like, all right, dude, just, this is what I want to know. Like, I'm already going to say yes, but this is what I want to know. And it's the figuring out process. You know, sometimes I'll just take over the whole sales pitch. I'm like, look, I'm already going to say yes, so... Is it this? Oh, that sounds great. Let's do it. And then as I get into it, I can either say yes or no and, you know, keep moving forward or whatever. But I know people that are afraid to say no, and that's detrimental in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it really is, because you're there to, like you say, you're there to be a service entrepreneur, and you're not there to be a doormat. You're there to lead. And I think that, you know, leading with your purpose is more than being a template. And so it's hard to say no to people that really want a template, because you and I both know that leading your life and leading your business and succeeding by that is a unique, custom-made situation.
Boom.
And yes. So you need to really pay attention to that. And so you need to make your what? Your art. It's your art. And that's what I'm about. Yeah, I'm a artist. And
there you go.
Yep.
So tell us, because I want to really break this down, because you're speaking my language. But I really want people to know, like, sketch questing. Like, what is, like, your definition? Or, is this something that you put a lot of thought into? Like, I have to design my own category for business? Or, what is sketch questing?
That's a very good question. A lot of people ask that.
I think it's a great conversation starter. Like, if you're in an elevator, right? Like, if you're at an event, you're like, hey, Paula, nice to meet you. What do? Like, I sketch quest. You're like, what? Like, you automatically have to, all right, I'm going to put my stuff down and we're going to pull up a chair. What are you talking about? Right? I mean, because if you say, oh, I'm a coach, or I'm a speaker, or I'm a mentor, or if I'm an empath, but people are like, okay, I've heard it. I've heard of that. I'm an energy healer. Like, okay, I got it. But if you say, sketch quest, like, is that a video game? What is that? So I'd love to know what sketch questing is.
Yeah, the whole I do sketch quests is always followed by a huh. And then I say, well, I get leaders unstuck from being stuck into being visible. And that's what I do. I sketch summaries in storyboard art of people's essence of their talks, their purpose, their learnings, their experiences, their blogs. I'm the one that puts purpose into pictures. So I give you a picture of your purpose in a very non-intimidated sketch manner. And I think the best way to maybe describe this is to give an example. I have clients that I give sketch quests to, and these are hour-long conversations that start with just one question that somebody may have about, and it's usually about where they're stuck. Like, if they're stuck not knowing how to express their brand correctly. You know, let's walk down that and let's see what that actually looks like so you can see it. And when you see it, you have these big aha moments. So I was doing a sketch quest, an hour-long talk, that I do a black and white summary storyboard sketch to that people get in PDF form. And then we talk about it. And I was doing an hour-long talk with a really high-end retreat owner a couple of months ago. And her question was, geez, how do I communicate my value here? She had this wonderful retreat, but she was unsure of what she was really delivering personally, because she was also a coach, and she didn't have the confidence in what she was doing, although it was out there all the time. So we did some intuitive questions about, you know, the environment, about her retreat, about her talents. And an hour later, we were absolutely done with the interview. And it's amazing, once you start talking about this question, visuals pop up. And I do visual summary that's usually categorized into, you know, where you're having issues, what are your obstacles, what are your challenges, where do you flow, what are your values. So it automatically goes into these categories, and then it summarizes at the end, which is usually a pretty big purposeful statement. So then I draw it all out literally in storyboard form and real quick sketch style. And then we talk over the phone most of the time. And these sketches have words, they have visuals, and they have all sort of connections inside of them. And usually when we start talking, this is something that always happens. It's not usually, but it always happens. There's a pause. And the person on the other end of the phone says, geez, these are wonderful visuals. These are great words. This just really reflects me totally. Where did you get this? And I said, those are your words. Those are your visuals. And the phone drops. And they finally see what they've been hiding for a long, long period of time. Yeah. It's just all out on the paper. And then they realize this is their voice. These are their words. These visual little doodles and summaries actually tell the story of what they are doing and why they're doing it. So it's a journey.
Wow.
It's a real journey, and that's why I call it questing. So we can go purpose questing, we can go sketch questing, and we can go learning questing and travel questing. We can do all sorts of journeys. It's a touchstone for where you're at, for who you are, and what you're doing, and why you're doing it.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing experience, and people are always amazed. You got that in an hour? Yes, that's a sketch quest. So we dive deep into one question, and then people come back with another question. And these sketch quests are like visual stepping stones for people to get from point A to point D, where they want to be. And the sketch quest becomes the lively boat on how to travel from point A to D, so to speak. And also, these people share their sketch quest with others who come to, this woman shared it with others immediately who came to a retreat, her other associates that were thinking about coming. She got 3 high-end bookings of groups into a retreat because she shared this summary. Because the summary told them what they were going to get, what she was going to give, and what was in the environment, and totally knocked their socks off. So,
wow.
Yeah. It has great value. It has great value as a touchstone for the person who's going through the questing. It has great value in the shared experience with audiences. It attracts loyal people with little souvenirs of purpose, so to speak. And it also ups your bottom line. I mean, people understand who you are. So when they understand who you are, they're gonna come and do business with you and partner with you.
I like it. There you go. It sounds pretty amazing.
Yep. Yes, it is. It's a celebration of your muchness, you know?
And yeah. When, yep.
Yeah. Other people like to be in on your success and in who you are. And it also shows a high degree of vulnerability to actually show this stuff to people. And the reason why they can show it is because it's kind of in a fun, intimidating form. It's non-judgmental. It's like, here's the facts, Dano. These are some of my obstacles that I'd like to share, and here's some of my wins I'd like to share.
Nice. You're like, here it is. Like, you make no bones about it, right?
Yep. When people see it in pictures, it solidifies. And there's been a lot of studies about, you know, how we're hardwired to communicate and get data in by pictures rather than words. A picture actually is processed 60,000 times faster than a word.
Really?
Yep.
A picture is processed in your mind, right?
Yes. It's received and communicated 60,000 times faster than a word. Think about it. You know, when you're a little baby and you saw your mom, it was your mom. You saw your mom. Mm-hmm. If you saw a word M-O-M when you're a baby, would you know what that was?
No.
See, we're hardwired.
Nope.
And our social media events and communication all prove it out. I mean, look at Twitter. Twitter's now adding visuals. And the people who add these little quick sketches to their visuals get something like 40 times more click-throughs or clicks and retweets than the tweet without the visual.
So I read something the other day that said that by 2019, 80% of social media, email, whatever, will be video. Like it'll be – like that's the new hotness. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Facebook has Facebook Watch. YouTube actually has a YouTube series now. Like, I just saw a commercial on YouTube promoting like a Netflix-esque, you know, channel. You know what I mean? I don't know what it's called, but it was like, join the Netflix, you know, series original, you know, it was like a trailer. I was like, really? So like Netflix has like a Netflix original series. Amazon Prime has like a has an original series. YouTube's having the same thing. It seems like, you know, with LinkedIn adding video, like that's where we're going. Like, we're exactly going to visuals, pictures, video,
yes.
All that.
Yes, and I think Twitter's been very smart in lengthening its 140 characters to more, and also being able to attach visuals. Period. And it's just, it's the trend, and it's like when all the newspapers decided to, quote, dumb down when USA Today came back way back when. People thought it was a comic book. Now it's the leader, you know,
wow.
All visuals. And tech companies now are using sketch questing and also graphic facilitators like me to communicate. I had one huge global incubator approach me, and they weren't communicating. This was up in Sweden, and they had four different languages going on. Brilliant people, and it was a top secret incubator to form a high-tech gizmo, which will create a lot of goodness for people. They passed out the papers. The biggest complaint was, we can't communicate. We're having problems communicating. So they called me up, and I sprinkled quick black and white visuals inside the white paper, and all of a sudden they started communicating, and they started talking, and they started talking in pictures and doodles. And now the item is being formed. They're out of stuck land, and they're communicating, and things are going really well. So this is the way people communicate now.
Wow. I did not know that. That's
amazing. And tech companies, especially the incubators, are well known for not being able to verbally communicate their ideas too clearly.
Right.
They're so close to them, and they're so brilliant, and they have so much knowledge that they really have to – they're hiring graphic facilitators to make quote-unquote comic books and storyboards for them to go to venture angels for funding, for money. That's how they're doing it. They're presenting both the written document and the idea and storyboards. That's the only way people can understand what they're doing and what the value is. That's what they're doing.
Amazing. So in all of this, who's been your influencers? I'm really curious to see, you know, who you have, not really like in your, I guess in your inner circle, but I mean, who is it that you look up to? Who do you derive motivation and inspiration from?
I'm a lifelong learner. And so I grab a lot of my inspiration from learning about things that how things tick, what's in nature. So I follow a lot of conservancies, and I go into nature quite a bit on that end of it. On the people end, I'm really interested in people who are doing a lot of purpose work, like Nick Craig, who speaks at Harvard and does a lot of Harvard white sheet papers. He's mm-hmm. formed the Authentic Leadership Institute in Boston, just north of Boston. So I work with him every once in a while and really admire his work. He finds the true north for companies and big influencers like the CEO of Ben & Jerry's and Heineken and, you know, right. big people. These are purpose-driven companies. And I also am a soul coach for Tim Kelly for Transcendental Solutions up north of San Francisco. I'm interested in his work. And I'm also interested in your work in the podcast sphere. I follow you and also Steve Ulsher.
Awesome.
He's really a very focused finding your what person. Michael Neely, who is a thought leader in mindfulness thinking and helps people form their own podcast from their authentic being. And people like Bart Sales in England, who is the author of The Blue Train. I followed him a lot when I was in branding, and he's reached out and now started a company called Breakthrough Global. He works with large corporations and thought leaders to, you know, bring consciousness into the culture. So I like that. I like all these people who I immediately associate with. I really love Lisa Peterson's work of the Wealth Clinic. Yeah. She's terrific. I've sketched one of her transformation retreats in Hawaii, so we're very close. I admire my teacher of Huna, Serge Kahili King, on the main island of Hawaii, the Big Island of Hawaii. I'm one of his teachers.
Perfect.
Yes. And so I have
awesome.
I have spiritual and purpose people.
I love it. I love it. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, if you're listening, you have any questions at all for Paula or myself or a comment or whatever, you can dial in at 657-383-1109. Team is standing by to field any calls. And, you know, we always screen the calls, you know, don't want to have any craziness. So 657-383-1109, get you on the show and ask a question to Paula or myself or comment on anything that you've heard thus far. So Paula, I'm really want to know some of the resources that either you've used or that you do use inside of the sketch questing and inside of, you know, what you do with your clients. You know, what are some of the resources that you'd recommend somebody?
Oh, everything is pretty custom with me. And the resources that resources that I use are some pretty well, there's the walk a day type of head strategies that bring out, you know, it's questions. What are you in your flow? It's always a lot of questions. What in your childhood, you know, made your heart sing? And what are the difficulties you had? So my resources are usually my custom questions. And also I marry that with intuitive resources, which are part of the invisible. It's part of my HUNA principles. I apply to the situation that go for the heart and the soul, really dig deep into the soul questions that talk to your head. And so I really encourage people reading both mindful resources and also, you know, using, I also use coloring. I use a lot in my coaching. I use a lot of coloring, where I send somebody a blank sheet with some lines on it that are different shapes and different figures, and I have them color while they talk to me, because I want to disconnect the head from the mind for just a little bit and let the heart flow. And when you're doodling, amazingly enough, when you're coloring or doodling, you open up the channel that your heart can speak in without your mind stopping you, because your mind's so busy doodling. So that's a really good resource. If you really want to tap into your what, just start coloring, start doodling, and you never know what's going to be happening.
I like that. So what is it that you enjoy most? Because you seem really passionate. Everything that I ask you, and like, you just seem like you're fulfilled and you're passionate. So I'm curious, what do you enjoy most about what you're doing?
Oh, the thing that just really sets my heart on fire is that moment where you can hear in a voice or see in an eye that they got it. Oh, that just makes my whole body chills. It gives me chills to know that a person almost starts crying when they find their what. It just, every time it just hits me as, geez, I actually helped them do that. Geez, it's like everybody is like the first time I've helped people each time, and the first time I've helped them be seen, to rip the invisibility off of their story and be seen and be able to accurately share it without judgment, or and really be appreciated, stand in their own appreciation and their own strength. It's just amazing. And it's that light that just goes on inside of them. That's what I love.
Yeah, like I said, you just seem really passionate and you just love what you do. So, yeah, that's a great answer. I was like, that's so in depth. I was like, wow, I have to kind of like look back at myself and go, man, why do I love what I do? You know what I mean? Like, I love the deep thought. You know what I mean? Like, I love the deep rooted meanings, and I love you know what I mean? Cause you have to come from that place, you know, to do it like day in and day out. Otherwise, you know, besides like financial security, like why would you stay at a job for, you know, 15 or 20 years or whatever? You know what I mean? If you don't love it. And some people do that though. Some people stay at jobs that they hate just because it pays well. Like, screw that, man. I'd much rather be happy. You know what I mean?
I did that for years after I had my near-death experience, and I kept formulating and making excuses, and it's a high cost. It's a really high cost, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said love. You have to love what you do, because with my near-death experience, what I was going towards and what I felt was unconditional love. So that's your source. Your source is love.
Boom.
That's it.
I love it. So tell us where you're headed now. What kind of new adventures, businesses, family, you know, what's your 2018 shaping up to be like?
My 2018 is going to be great. I've moved to an art community, and I'm now getting more involved with the galleries with my fine art, as well as I've got a couple of slated travel retreats to sketch. And I'm just so excited about sharing my fine art now, and also sharing it with people who come to a very special place that I live, to go to retreats, to give retreats, to bring people to sketch this area, to connect up with art, be it journaling, be it words. So that's a little side thing that I've always wanted to do that I want to actualize now. So I would love to be involved with bringing people in to their own nature by connecting to nature around them. So that's my thing for 2018.
I like that. Yeah, you said connect with nature, like an outdoors
yes.
type.
Yes.
I read an article at the beginning of this year that said that just taking walks, like through nature, not like in a neighborhood, but like you know, whether it be hiking or whether, you know, whatever it is, you know, just taking a nature walk through the forest, trees, you know, whatever. Just getting out, walking through a field, a meadow, whatever, has been linked to a decrease in anxiety, depression, stress, and has fueled brain power. I was like, really? And I guess it's like Miracle Grow for your brain, they call it. I think that's what the article was called, was Miracle Grow for your brain. And like a 20-minute walk in nature, and somehow
yes.
you like, and I think I read something about, like, if you were to walk barefoot, your energy from your body goes into the earth, and the earth energy goes into your feet. And then, like, it was all this, like, nature stuff. I'm like, really? Like, I would have never considered, you know, just walking outside, like, in nature somewhere, having that many benefits.
Yes,
I'm an allergy person.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people have conquered their allergies by doing exactly, you know, walking right through that fear. It's the fear of it that keeps it going most of the times, metaphysically speaking, but there's a lot of physical things. But when you think about it, when you go into nature, nature knows exactly what its purpose is. It does. I mean, you've got an acorn that you plant and it becomes an oak. It doesn't decide at the age of 6 that it wants to become a willow like we are taught to be doing. It is an oak, right? So you're walking through all this space, naturally has its purpose and connects to the web of life all around it. And here comes the human being going, whoa, you know, what am I doing here? Well, it knocks down the barriers so you can hear what is living on purpose and with purpose with everything else. That's what takes the stress off, because you're in an environment that's aligned with its purpose. It makes total sense.
It does. Like when I hear you talk about it, I'm like, that's totally, because you're right. I mean, the oak tree or whatever doesn't go, I think I'm an apple tree now. Like, it doesn't. Like, everything has its purpose. Everything has its, you know, that's awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Your 2018 sounds like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I think the more I weave the nature part of it into what I do for people, the quicker the questing goes for people when I can bring that aspect in for people somehow. So I'm a lifelong learner, so I'm always learning new ways to present this on the intuitive side. And, you know, the mind needs the carrot of the strategic side, so I'm well versed in that after 35 years in branding. So it's a matter of the two voices talking together and not believing the template that we're given. It's
right.
The sketch quest that points that out and points it out very clearly.
I like it. Amazing. So this is the point of the show where we do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, your products, whatever it is, your favorite movie, whatever it is. You can give a shout out. This is your time to shamelessly plug whatever you want. Go.
I'd like to take you on a sketch quest. And in order to do that, please email me at paula@chelightful.com or go to chelightful.com and look around and see what you wish to quest in. I'd love to bring you to find your purpose and to show and tell your purpose. I really want to help you show your story and tell your story quickly with clarity and focus. So join me on a sketch quest just to get to know me, and we'll see where it goes. How's that?
Love it. Oh, yeah, definitely. So as we wrap up, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action?
Yes. You can succeed much quicker in a more focused way by merging your heart and your head. And in order to do that, you must be in the present moment. So I take three principles from my HUNA experience and encourage you to bless the present, trust yourself, and expect the best.
There's a little mindset in there too, right? Like an expectation, you know, that.
Yes.
Like coming from an abundant mindset. That's what I hear, like an abundant mindset approach to things. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Get unstuck by living in your abundance rather than in your lack.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because what you focus on expands, right? And where you focus, energy flows inevitably.
Yes.
You know, so if you are living in that scarcity mindset, you know, and that's all you see, you know, and it took me a while to get over that, because sometimes, you know, I would talk to other speakers and I was just curious about, like, well, how did you do that? And I'm like, that's cool. Like, I'd like to do something like that. And they're like, oh, here's how you do it. You know, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, and then I start doing it, you know. But then when the shoe's under the foot and they're like, well, how'd you do that? I'm like, well, I mean, I can't just give away my strategy. But it was like I was afraid that they would use my ideas more than me or better than me, or that they would somehow take my strategy and they would become more successful than me. You know what I mean? But when I got into the mindset that, you know what, no one is my competition. I would much rather collaborate, right? I would much rather collaborate and create wins than just always be competing against people.
I guess I'm leaving.
So
yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's the new paradigm. You've hit it. You've really hit it, because we are all unique, and when we bring our unique talents, when we see it, when we can share it, then we can all gather, and there's enough for everybody when that happens.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, there's definitely that abundance. You know, like, no one's your competition. Like, that's the mindset that people should have, you know.
Yes.
And I try to promote that a lot. Like, there's no one that is your competition, you know. And if you look at the big picture, like, I play the long ball all the time. If you look at the big picture, there's like 5 billion people on Earth. And even if you hit 1% of that, which is probably never going to happen, even if you hit 0.5 like percent of the people, like, there's still a large majority of, you know, like, nobody's taking 3% of 5 billion people. You know what I mean? It's just not, I don't know, it's just probably not going to happen. But, you know, when you think about it that way, you know, there's plenty to go around. So.
Right. And no one else has your talent. Think
Boom.
About it that way.
Nailed it. Yep. Nailed it. Awesome. So here's our call to action. We always end the show with a call to action. So what should someone do today? You know, we talked about going to Chi Lightful, which is C-H-I and then Lightful. So connect with Paula. Absolutely do that. But what do you think someone should do today to start living the life that they want to live?
Oh, it's take a deep breath and calm yourself and start thinking from your heart and feeling from your head. Do something opposite. See how that feels.
I like it. I like it.
And
awesome.
You can also download my Beginning Quest for Purpose. So there you go. You can start there.
There you go. Absolutely. So as we close the show, Paula has a free gift for all of the listeners. You can go to www.chilightful, which is C-H-I-L-I-G-H-T-F-U-L, chilightful.com/your, the number 5, your 5-step purpose quest map. And so if you go to chilightful.com/your5, your 5-step purpose quest map, she's got a free gift. There's the link. Click on it, download it, and I promise you it will change your life. It is a purpose quest ready PDF designed to elevate your life. So Paula, I want to thank you for a free gift for all the listeners. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And give me a call and tell me the results. And I really want to thank you, Sean. I really respect the things that you do to lift people into their higher confidence and consciousness, really.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And I hope to speak with you again soon. And, you know, we'll follow up and stay in contact.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Awesome. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, another amazing episode with impactful guests that are changing lives. If anything that was said today or you want to take a deeper dive with Paula, get into the show notes, her Instagram, Skype, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, She Lightful, YouTube link. I mean, it's all there in the show notes. Connect with her. Get a hold of her in some form or fashion. You will not regret it. You can go to She Lightful, C-H-I-L-I-G-H-T-F-U-L, SheLightful.com, or go to PictureStorming.com. Take your very own sketch quest with Paula Brown. As we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call that living your brand. Until next episode, have a great night.
Hi, I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and recently we've been doing random acts of helpfulness, like repairing a family's home after a water leak, helping pay for a wedding, and surprising a deserving child with a birthday party at the LA Zoo. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring event, we can help you too with a great deal on an award-winning Honda, like the all-new and completely redesigned Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Click the dealer locator link to find a dealer near you, and go to SoCalHondaDealers.com to suggest a random act of helpfulness for someone you know. Hi, I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and recently we've been doing random acts of helpfulness, like repairing a family's home after a water leak, helping pay for a wedding, and surprising a deserving child with a birthday party at the LA Zoo. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring event, we can help you too with a great deal on an award-winning Honda, like the all-new and completely redesigned Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Click the dealer locator link to find a dealer near you, and go to SoCalHondaDealers.com to suggest a random act of helpfulness for someone you know.